When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Dracula on a boat.
Dracula on a boat. Dracula
on a boat. The last voyage of the Demeter. Review right here.
The Demeter. On charter from Romania to London.
Dracula.
What's up, folks? Welcome to the Salt and Your Podcast. We're talking the last voyage of the Demeter, a.k.a. Dracula on a boat.
Dracula on a boat.
Dracula on a boat.
Dracula that worked. I'm joined, as always, by my fantastic panel of nerds. Matt Vader's here.
You really threw me with that.
I did?
Yeah, I didn't know we were doing it twice.
I didn't plan on it. I was just winging it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
Here I am.
Ad-libbing.
Here you are.
We're here.
Yeah.
Glad you guys had fun last night without me, but you know, whatever.
Well, whatever.
You were invited.
I was with all the oldies from the retirement home.
Yeah. You go to a movie on a Monday matinee.
I went to South Point Casino here in Vegas. They have the Cinemark 16.
Yeah.
Really nice theater. It's cool. Mm-hmm. I'd never been to a movie there at 11 a.m.
They honor senior discount.
On a Monday. Holy shit. I was the youngest person in the theater by like 15 years.
Are you really feeling yourself?
It was like, man, I'm like getting it on. Yeah. It was crazy. It was like the whole row of the you know how they have the handicapped
only
chairs in the front, all filled. They're all, those are the rockers. Oh, we're gonna go in there and watch the vampire movie. you know, it was weird.
The movies,
and then love vampires.
It was like all the handicapped spots were taken in the front, right?
They're like, Stoker movie. I read that when it came out. 1934.
On top of that. All of the seats next to the stairs on the aisle on the sides of the theater, those are the ones that were taken.
Oh, because they didn't want to walk through the aisle.
They don't want to walk through the middle of the aisle. They all take, I'm going to sit right next
They're
to the
smartest
stairs.
People in the room.
It was hilarious.
Also, like, if you're that old, of course you love vampires. It's eternal life.
Yeah.
It was just weird. I texted you guys from the theater, like, there's nothing but old people here.
Where do vampires go to hang out during the day? Movie theaters.
Yeah.
They were probably surrounded. You were probably surrounded by vampires.
Whatever. It was.
I think.
I just you know how you go to like movies, matinee movies, and you usually expect nothing but a bunch of screaming ass little brats.
Yeah.
With you know six of them in a group with their stupid 12-year-old babysitter. Right?
Was this rated R?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Okay. This one was the polar opposite. It was just old people.
Crazy.
It was weird, man. It was just the weirdest thing.
Would it be funny if the theater was full of vampires and they went to go see a vampire movie?
And they were rooting for the vampire?
No, but like the whole movie, they were like, that ain't real. That's not how it works. Yeah.
And they were nitpicking it.
Girlfriend in the box of dirt. Get out of here.
That's not how it works. Never share my dirt with food.
She would have been in the box with me.
Okay, not everyone turns into one.
Well, what's funny is we're watching this. It's from the same studio that brought us Renfield.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yep.
Oh, this is way better than Renfield.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Universal released two Dracula movies this year. And
Dracula.
I didn't think either of them were very good.
How dare you?
You know what? It needed Scott Bakula.
I was just going to say that.
You mean Scott Bakula?
Bakula.
Bakula.
For the love of God, Scott, get in a vampire movie just once in your life.
Well, he was in What We Do in the Shadows, season 4.
Yeah, but he wasn't a vampire.
They thought he was because they pronounced his name Bakula.
No, they called him Bakula.
Bakula.
Scott Bakula. I love it when I'm buzzed. That joke makes me laugh every time. Scott Bakula.
You ready?
Yes,
I'm ready. All right.
Take it away, June.
2023. The Last Voyage of the Demeter, rated R with a runtime of 1 hour 58 minutes. This had a budget of $45 million. As of yesterday, this movie brought in $6
million.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's it?
I know, that's disappointing.
It's a huge flop,
That's crazy.
It's really sad.
Like, when they were playing it, when we got to the theater yesterday, we were all like, what is it, the tiny theater?
Yeah, there was a tiny theater. It was like four rows.
Oh, really?
This is the movie. movie I've been the most excited about. This and The Haunting in Venice.
Yeah, but dude, we're weird.
I know.
We like vampire movies.
I'm so excited that so many horror movies are coming out in the summer. I don't have to wait till October and then have to watch all of them. I can, like, just enjoy life.
You and I are, like, the two people that I know that would prefer to live life as vampires in the real world.
Yes, 100%.
Well, it was funny because, like, when we went to the theater to watch this last night, all the trailers were for, like, horror movies.
Yeah.
And Alex had to keep averting his eyes because he's like, I don't want that evil Ricky Bobby.
I don't want none of that.
You know, not demon stuff.
I have to say, I've seen The Exorcist trailers so many times now.
It doesn't bother you?
It's not scary.
Yeah, it looks good.
The body and
the body. I looked next to me, and Alex is like this. And if you're on the audio only, I'll describe it. But he goes, he tucks his chin like as far back into his seat as he could.
I don't want none of that.
It's like the first, I made the sign of the cross in front of him on the
trailer. That doesn't help, dude.
I did it the right way, not upside down.
I literally went, from the first time I watched this trailer a couple of weeks ago, I was like, holy shit. This is the freakiest thing I've ever seen in my life, too. Like, whatever. I'm moving on.
Hard pass on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But The Last Voyage, I had a great time, and I can't wait to hear Jude's synopsis.
You ready for the synopsis?
I'm absolutely ready for it. Go for it.
Okay. 2023, The Last Voyage of the Demeter. Dracula on a boat.
All right, that's the synopsis.
You know, a better synopsis is, you ever see that movie Alien?
Yeah.
That's
oh,
it.
Oh! What the fuck?
He just unlocked Vader. Did I not tell you that?
You did!
In the, like, 15 minutes into the movie, I lean over to Jude, and I go, Jude, this is the Nostromos.
It is!
It's exactly the same movie!
Yeah, I was like, you telling me that the aliens
Benson or whatever the fuck his name is.
Is the Onion Knight?
Sigourney Weaver. No, the black dude.
Oh, yeah.
Clemens?
He's Sigourney Weaver.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Clemens.
And there's no kid on Alien.
Well, listen.
We got to talk about the kid here.
Do you want me to give you the real synopsis? Somewhere between sicking his succubi on Keanu Reeves and making Winona Ryder his undead bride, Dracula travels to England by boat. When his lady Snack escapes from the crypt he stowed her inside of, he's forced to feed on members of the crew, and the more he feeds, the more powerful he becomes. And the more powerful he becomes, the more accessories his monstrous form acquires.
So for those who don't know, this whole movie is based off of one chapter in the original
Bram Stoker's Dracula novel,
which I have listened to on Audible.
Mm-hmm.
Highly suggest it because they do it like an audio play. They have different people do the voices and stuff. Awesome.
The Keanu Reeves reference in my synopsis was a joke because that movie is garbage.
I actually like that movie.
Yeah, but it's not like the book
at all. Yeah. We might have to watch that soon. Maybe
this movie seems more of like a continuation from like Nosferatu from the 1920s.
Yes.
With the vampire design.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of Nosferatu going on in this movie, which I love. That's my favorite version of Dracula.
The old-timey, whiny,
silent movie?
To this time, and I know I don't watch a lot of horror movies, that is the creepiest movie I've ever seen.
Well, you know they say that Max Schreck was a real vampire. Which is why that movie still is as entertaining as it is today, 100 years later.
I think at that time, they were still filming with silver in the film, so that...
In fact, they made a movie about it.
Yeah, it's called Shadow of the Vampire, right?
Ooh.
With William Dafoe.
William Dafoe.
But yeah, Nosferatu is one of my favorite vampire movies ever. It's still the creepiest movie I've ever seen. I sat through and watched it like a legit movie. I sat down, no audio, and just watched that movie.
I don't think I've ever watched the whole thing.
Creepy as shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very eerie. I love that movie.
It's somehow romantic in a way.
Well, you're weird.
I mean, she's married to me. So.
Yeah. Not yet.
But this feels like a continuation of that movie to me more than anything else. More than like the Gary Oldman stuff. Any other vampire movie. This has more to come with that.
Gary Oldman was awesome in that movie.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think everybody did their job in that movie, and it looks amazing. And Mina's friend, Lucy.
Lucy. Yeah.
Like, she's who I want to be when I grow up to be a baby vampire. She's gorgeous.
The worst part about that movie was Keanu.
For sure. His British accent.
Worst British accent of all time.
Whoa. I'm Jonathan Harker.
Can you say whoa in a British accent?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah, but like in the original book, Dracula is for like the entirety of the book, he's a monster. He is monstrous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the movie, they kind of made him into this romantic, oh, will they, won't they? Isn't it sexy thing? Is he a monster? Is he a man? He's a monster.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
In man's skin.
And that's something that this movie did right.
Yeah, because he had no reason to become, he had no reason to hide his form. He was just full on, like, this is Dracula.
Honestly, if he had, though, it would have made his life easier.
Maybe if he were just stowed away as a passenger.
Yeah.
Like, where'd you come from?
If he'd been like, oh, they have calluses, I can shovel some coal or whatever. Yeah.
Dracula's not working on his freaking ship.
He could have gotten away with it, though, if he had just laid along.
No, he was going to kill everybody. I just want to say that this movie, I thoroughly enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
I knew what I was getting into. The trailers looked great. I was not disappointed at all. Everything that I wanted happened. It was creepy. I love the practical effects. During most of it, there's a couple of scenes where it's CGI monster because he's like giant. He's got his wings out and everything. But most of like the real close personal interactions with people is all practical effects, which looked amazing.
There was, before we start getting really deep into it, there was a couple of things I did notice about this movie. First off, your alien ray thing is freaking me out right now.
It's my alien
thing. Well, your alien thing is the same. It's the same
fucking movie. It's the same movie.
It's the same movie. My mind is
beat for beat.
It's exploding in my head.
Almost beat for beat is the same movie, just a different character.
But there, before we get into the story and stuff, there were things in this movie that I really kind of appreciated, and I don't know if they're that big of a deal. But you know, there's scenes in this movie where we'll do the whole movie basically. If you're prone to seasickness,
you're
gonna get upset stomach in this movie. I mean, the entire movie.
It just kind of rocks back and
the
forth.
Whole thing,
especially when they're in the storms.
It's always kind of, even in calm seas, the boat, in scenes in the dinner time and in the cabins.
Oh, and then it pans
there's
back.
There's a slow rocking of the boat. It never stops. And there's always a...
Yeah, the sound of the boat. Yeah.
It's always creaking.
But like,
the sound, whatever
design,
they designed and the motion, I really appreciated that. You know, it was good. It was really cool. And I'm like, I never felt like I wasn't on a boat.
Yeah.
In this movie. Does that make sense?
So Vader and I share a lot of similarities. We both would prefer to be a vampire of all the mystical creatures. Also, we both have a deep fear of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And when the camera pulls back and you see the boat just in these giant waves and how small the whole movie is on this boat. It seems like as big as an island. But then when it pulls back and
you see it
in the ocean, my heart dropped into my stomach and I was like, oh, fuck that.
I love
a million times.
I love the cinematography in this movie.
Yeah.
When they pan away from the boat and it's just out in the ocean, you can barely see it, but you see the masts. And then like if the lightning bolt strikes, you see the whole boat kind of light up.
Yeah.
I loved it. The cinematography in this movie is great. There's scenes like jump scares where like there's a character walking around and he's looking for somebody and they do this thing. It's in the trailer too, where they like knock on the wood to signal to anybody else that's awake that if they knock back, everything's cool. Mm-hmm. If they don't knock back, something's awry.
Right.
So like they're doing
and they all have their own pattern. Right?
Yeah. There's like three, and then there's two. Like it depends on what's going on.
It's like you know who's knocking for whatever because of
the pattern that they do.
It's
But like I love it, like the sound design when you're in the theater and they go doo doo and it goes doo 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 and it like echoes.
And then
like,
at one point one of the characters was in big trouble and he's like doo 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 doo.
Yeah, it's just like, but I love the scenes where like Dracula will just kind of be. I love it when a movie does this, and not just this movie, but any horror movie where they'll be like they'll have a camera on a set somewhere. And you're looking at it, and you're going, am I seeing something, or am I not seeing something?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, like, a figure move. And you're like, did I see that?
You know
or did I not see that?
You know what I hate is when the camera wants you to look at this, like, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's like, it, like, kind of does, like,
it just moves a little bit
up and to the left, and you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to be looking for?
Yeah, it freaks you out.
The black spot just moves.
Yeah, did that shadow shift?
What was that?
Is that a man?
I thoroughly enjoy this movie. I don't know what Kate is talking about. You said you didn't like it? I did not like
it. Oh, how?
At all?
I mean, like, it was okay. I found it kind of boring. This is one of those movies where the trailer was much better than the actual movie itself.
I disagree, but okay.
This one. Let him do
something. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, the trailer for this was really good. It had that Smashing Pumpkins song, and it was, like remixed, and it was all, like, dark and moody, and the imagery was, like, really good. And so I was very hyped to see this movie. And this movie had been in development hell for, like, decades.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, the kernel of this movie, like, when this movie got started, it was the initial writer of it worked on Bram Stoker's Dracula that... Francis Ford Coppola did.
That's cool.
He was a model maker. And when he saw the model of the Demeter, he was like, I really like the look of that ship. I wonder if I could write a story about it.
Huh.
And so, like, this movie went through, like, decades of development hell, like, six different directors, like lots of different actors were cast. At one point, Viggo Mortensen was going to be the main character. Yeah, it's Viggo.
It's Viggo.
It's Viggo, yeah. So the road that this movie took to getting made was, like, a long and arduous one. And came out like literally like 30 years after its initial inception.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And even the director himself came out and said, like, this is just Aliens 1873, you know.
I'm okay with that.
Is that a bad thing?
That's not a bad thing.
I like it.
Well, the issue here is that, so you already know how this story ends, essentially.
Right.
And the kills in this movie, like, you don't really care about any of the characters, and you're just kind of like sitting there waiting for like the next thing to happen. And the parts where, like, you get to see Dracula are, like, the highlights, right? But, like, they kind of reveal him far too early in the movie. So, like, he loses a lot of, like, his mystique and creepiness and stuff like that, in my opinion. So, like, the entire movie, I'm just sitting there and I'm just kind of like, okay, like, get on with it.
So
by the time the movie ended, and it ends with a ridiculous kind of like, oh, we're going to have a sequel type thing.
Oh, yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah. So, like, we get to the end and I'm just like, I feel like I just kind of like suffered through the film. Like, I didn't really enjoy it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't enjoy it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What happened to the joy in your heart?
Thank you.
I'm not a vampire guy to begin with. Yeah,
but I think you need to reconsider your life choices.
It's not too late.
But I mean, here's the thing. Like, there was just there was no joy in this movie. There was no interesting stuff. It was just like a series of events that happened. And you could see them happening before they actually happened, because, like, it was just a very formulaic film. And I didn't care about any of the characters. I wasn't surprised by anything. There were no plot twists. It was just kind of like a very kind of like by the numbers, like, monster movie.
Can I disagree with you just really quick?
No.
It's like, yes, this movie does suffer from the old, it's a prequel and you know how
it didn't bother me at all.
But for some reason, this didn't bother
honestly,
me at all.
I was rooting
and
for Dracula.
It's not like it's one of those stories that I think we all are, like, invested in for a lifetime of reading books and novels and stuff. You know, it's like yes, I read this stuff 40 years ago. Don't care. You know, it's like I wanted to see what kind of a movie they can make out of this. And this kid, the whole kid plot line was the part of this movie that I wanted to see how it played out.
So can I?
Because I know they introduced, you know, a 9-year-old kid.
What was his name again?
Toby?
Yeah, Toby.
Who was the grandson of,
and spoiler alert,
the captain. This kid got done dirty.
We should right out the gate say that this is a movie that kills the dog and the
cat. Yeah. I was going to say, so they start off by breaking every trope
in the horror movie.
So, like, so they start off by killing a very cute dog.
Mm-hmm. I had to put my popcorn in front of my face.
Oh, that upset you more than anything.
She was really upset.
I saw it coming and I was like, oh no. And Alex goes, you might want to cover your, and I put my popcorn up over my face and I went like this at
and
one point.
Like,
I was like,
dismantled
dog
in the screen. So I just wanted to disagree with Kadish about it being predictable. Mm-hmm. Where, like, it went out of its way to not be predictable.
It put stuff in there that made you think of how is this gonna work out.
Yeah, like these characters that I did kind of like, oh, I like the dog, I like the kid, I like the main character.
I knew from the onset that the dog
The dog was going to go.
No
but
chance.
Here's
That's
the thing.
Not cool, man.
How many movies have the balls to actually knock out the kid? And this is this is my problem with movies.
They didn't knock out the kid once. No, they knocked the kid out multiple times.
Let me get there for a second. A lot of my problems with movies that have kids in them is because the kids are untouchable because no one wants to see a kid die.
We can't hurt the kid.
This movie said, fuck that kid.
But those movies put kids in situations where they shouldn't survive, and then they survive, and then they expect you to believe it. And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, even Jurassic Park, to an extent, does that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, come on, they'd be dead, for sure.
This movie needed Horace.
And then, but this one, they, like, put this kid in this situation. He's locked in the captain's cabin, and Dracula's in there with him.
Mm-hmm.
On a boat. And the guys are trying to get in. They can't unlock the door. They're trying to shoot it open. Whatever, they can't get in there, and Dracula is just in the room with this kid, and you're like, oh my god, there's no way he's gonna survive. And he doesn't.
He doesn't.
And you're like, holy shit.
I was shocked.
It was brutal, too. Shocked. Brutal. Like, they picked the kid up, you know, and you see his feet dangling, and you're like, whoa.
And not only that, but they take the time during the course of this movie, prior to that, to get you really invested.
With this little kid.
This kid.
Yeah, oh, he's going to grow up to be like his grandfather.
He's gonna be the,
and he's going to go gonna home.
Live.
He almost
he's
be dies the in character. Like the first scene. And they're like, oh, child, I love you so much.
It would be like watching Aliens, right? The second movie, Aliens, the good one.
Oh, and Newt.
And they kill Newt.
Yeah.
Mostly.
And Newt doesn't make it. It's like, what the
they
fuck?
Come out, they mostly come out at night. Mostly.
It's like, fucking killer.
What just happened? Yeah, it was crazy.
That's what I'm talking about. But that's what endeared this movie to me. And I was watching this. I'm like, that's some freaking balls.
Somebody
dude.
In our chat.
I love
because
it.
Somebody in our chat just said Alex likes his kids dead.
Yeah. But it's not like I kind of thought it's like there's people out there that will not ever appreciate this movie because they kill a 9-year-old kid. In the most brutal way.
Yeah.
Twice. Okay.
And so he's dead. Right? And then they bring him up and they have this heartfelt funeral.
We'll give him some weird
and
infusion.
His
thing.
Grandfather is the captain of this ship.
Sir Davos.
That's why he's on the ship in the first place.
Yeah. So they're giving him a funeral. They're about to throw him overboard like you would a sailor who dies.
I just saw him move.
He's like, no, don't throw him over. He just moved. And they're like, dude, he didn't move. He's dead. He's gone. He's not breathing. His heart's not pounding. Like, nothing's happening. We're just gonna lay him to rest. And he's like, no. Pulls a sheet down. The kid's face is all white. His eyes are all white. And he stands up. But because it's daytime,
he's vampired, he bursts in flame.
Yeah. And you're like, they let Dracula kill the kid, suck the life out of him, and then they burn him 20 minutes later, and you're like, what the fuck?
And then they drown him. And then they drown him.
Which brings me to my first problem with this movie.
Well, okay, but before you get to that, I have to point out that so like after the kid bursts into flames and his grandfather gets horrifically burned, they shove him into the water. To get him off the ship.
Yeah.
And they take the time in this movie to show the kid sinking. And he's still alive.
Yeah.
He's sinking to the bottom of the ocean alive.
Uh-huh. He's a vampire. So he's undead.
Well, yeah.
He's unalive.
He's undead, but like he's still conscious.
Right.
Like the sunlight didn't kill him. So the final shot we get of this 9-year-old kid is him sinking to the depths of the ocean, still conscious, still alive.
He's still a monster.
Hungry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly,
he's gonna be on an seafood diet for a while.
There's your sequel.
Yeah.
Because he's not dead. You can't kill a vampire by drowning him.
Yeah.
You can't?
No.
Ooh, you think he's gonna come back?
Yeah.
Ooh. Now that's, I don't give a shit about that.
So,
yeah.
But he's always gonna be 9.
My main problem with this movie. So, my take, I'm kind of in between you and Kadish. Like, I didn't not like this movie, but I wanted to like it more. I felt like it was spooky, but not scary, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
It was a jump scare movie.
So my problem with this movie, and I said this to you when we were watching it. I love sitting next to you in movies, by the way, because we're always like.
Yeah.
Okay, but. So I leaned over at one point and I was like, why are they doing this at night? Every time they tried to like fight, find, or escape from the vampire, they did it at night.
Yeah.
And if they had just done any of those things during the daytime,
they would have had the upper hand.
We wouldn't have had a movie.
Yeah, but listen, there's a scene in this movie where Benson and Gypsy Chick.
Clemens?
Is that his name? Yeah. Well, I like Benson better. He reminds me of Benson from the old show on from the 70s.
Same thing, man.
Whatever. Where Clemens and the Gypsy Chick.
And this chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where they're searching the cargo hold.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, an hour and a half into the movie, they go, oh, maybe we should check the cargo hold for something weird. Right? You know what I mean?
After weeks at sea.
Yeah.
Also, she woke up there.
Yeah. So they knows find where to go. Dracula's coffin in the middle of daytime. They figure out how to open it and stuff, and they just go, oh, dirt. Was he not in the coffin?
Yeah, he wasn't in there.
It was nighttime.
No, it was daytime when they were searching the cargo hold, and they found where Dracula sleeps, but he wasn't there at that point. Now, my question was, like, when they found out, you know, where his coffin was, I was like, why don't they wait until he's in his coffin and then just, like, throw it overboard?
Yeah. You know, set it on fire.
Yeah, or something.
Open it on the deck.
Yeah, something like that. So, like there were a lot of, like, very obvious plot holes in this movie. Sure. But, like, you don't care.
Yeah, that's it.
In the book, he's much sneakier about, like, having this drag out so that he can get to his destination. Mm.
I like, this is headcanon stuff too, but I kind of like the idea that, like, I know they're in sea for, like, weeks on end. Like,
I think it was a 5-week voyage is what they ended up saying.
Something like that, yeah. I like the idea, like, I know as far as we're concerned watching this movie, things seem to have happened, like, at once a night. It's like, oh, this happened and this happened.
Yeah.
I like the idea, and I know this is probably not supported by the movie itself, but I like the idea that, like, he kills one person and then he just kind of, like, hangs low for, like, a couple of days. And they're like, right. Yeah. That was a super weird thing that just happened. And then nothing happens for a couple of days. And then they all go, then they start questioning themselves. And then it happens again. Like, I don't think it necessarily needed to happen like one night, two nights,
like,
three
nights. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, because that was my other problem with this is that, like, because in this movie it happens boom, boom, boom. So in the book, he has, like, if he's not feeding, he becomes this, like, monstrous form, and he doesn't have the power to, like, I don't know, glamour himself up to be, like, the man that you see. And so because it's boom, 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 he's feeding on everyone. And by the way, he's being very sloppy and wasting a lot of blood.
A lot of blood is
wasted. He should have had the power to have his, like, man form.
Yeah, I was
and like blend in amongst the crowd.
I was very curious about the choice of that with the people that made this movie. It's like he was never ever, except for the very last 30 seconds of this movie, he was never not in his monstrous bat
he
form.
He brings
it was
one
very strange.
Chick to feed on during this weeks long voyage. Mm-hmm. She escapes. He feeds on every single person on this ship, and the most his form increases. Well, it's like he gets wings.
He went, well, not necessarily. He went from, like, a golem-looking, weak little creature that has, like, no body mass at all. He's just, like, a skeleton walking to, like, a full-fledged flying Dracula.
Yeah. He grows a cape, and then the cape grows into wings.
Yeah, I don't think he necessarily needed to ever have his human form because he wasn't hiding from anybody. He was just like, I'm just going to kill all these people on this
planet. What it made me wonder is what is his natural...
I think that's his natural form. And the masquerade is the human form.
To me, that goes against every vampire trope ever. A vampire's natural form, to me, and maybe I'm wrong, correct me, is your humanoid form. And you have the ability to transform into a wolf or to a bat.
Mm.
Or something hybrid in between. But you're a human who gets transformed into a vampire.
This is Nosferatu rules, though. I'm leaning back on Nosferatu, and
this is Dracula, not Nosferatu.
Yeah, this is based off of Bram Stoker's Dracula, the novel. So.
Okay, well, granted, yeah.
You know, his natural form is Lon Chaney.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Or Gary Oldman, but you know, and I'm okay with like a hybrid, but like Jude said, it's like it's weird that this Dracula was in his. A hybrid bat form movie.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, though. I freaking loved it when scene was the character would be in the scene in the shot, and then in the background, you just see these two quick little flashes of eyes. It's just like that reflective, like animal thing. Like,
like when you have been a creature of the night for as long as he has at this point, according to like the history, the monster form is his easiest form.
Okay.
It takes effort to become the wolf, the fog, the bats, the man.
Yeah, as he gets power, then the fog starts coming in.
He's fed. He's fed. I was like, as soon as I said it, I was like, that's not right. he's fed on so many people than he had intended to with this one girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that he's like in his a weakened state when he's traveling for 5 weeks across the ocean in his dirt box. That you know,
yeah, where did the dirt thing come from?
You have to have the dirt of your homeland, in order to maintain your powers.
I gotcha.
So that's why a lot of vampire lore has, like, in, on like what we do in the shadows. Mm-hmm. You have to have the dirt of your homeland to sleep on at night in order to maintain your powers.
Okay,
that's cool. Kind of one of those weird things.
Yeah, I get it. Nice. What were you gonna say, Cage?
Can we talk about the crew a little bit?
Yeah.
Did we buy into the crew? Did we have any like emotional investment in these people?
Maybe not. So
really,
there was one guy when we were watching. That guy.
I did like the one dude that was like friendly with the kid that ended up getting turned and then chased the kid down through.
Was terrifying.
He was my favorite.
Yeah.
Out of everybody on the crew, I liked him the most. I was like, I was rooting for him more than I was rooting for the main character. I
can't remember.
Cast
I'm like, I got
his name was Nugga make it through this film.
Yeah.
But there was like eight dudes, right?
Yeah.
Plus the kid and the cook.
Sure.
Or something like
that. The cook was funny.
The cook was like weirdo.
I like the cook.
He was like, "You're religious, not bad." He's like, "I don't care about what religion it is. It's just a religion and you got to respect it."
He really made a go of it.
He tried.
Yeah.
Left those people behind though.
Yeah.
I like that scene with him where he was talking about how a ship without rats is unnatural.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yes.
But I felt like they at least took the time during this movie to introduce us to everybody that's on the boat, bad or good.
Yeah.
You know, so we can
going back to the Nostromo thing.
And we got to you know, at least get a little bit invested in everybody.
Going back to the Nostromo thing, I think we spent about as much time with this crew as we did with that crew.
Yeah, probably about.
A lot of that crew got offed real early in that movie, mm-hmm. and we didn't really give a shit because they were like, oh, whatever, it's that person from the crew. I feel like this happened in the same way. There's a few that I really attached to that I liked.
It's 100% alien.
I was waiting for the chestburster scene.
I'm mind blown.
I was waiting for the chestburster scene. I even nudged Jude during the movie. I was like, there's going to be a chestburster scene.
You got to control your elbows when we're watching
chestburster scene is when he ignited into flames when he was tied to the mast.
I thought it was the kid.
That was when they still didn't know what the fuck was going on. They tied into the mast of the boat.
Yeah.
And he turned.
And
the sun came up and he burst into flames. That was the point in the movie where they were all like, what the fuck is going on around here?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. I mean, it wasn't as gory and gruesome as, it was pretty gory.
It was pretty gory.
It was pretty gross.
They did not turn away from that at all. They watched that guy scream for like five minutes.
That was a pretty brutal scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think to me that was a chestburster scene.
Okay.
And from that point on, the movie kind of went a little off the rails towards
more throat bursters than chestbursters.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. I will accept that. That's a good scene to pick.
One thing that this movie did do really well sometimes is the reveal of Dracula.
Yeah.
I felt like the best parts of this movie were where Dracula's like lurking.
Mm-hmm.
And you see like his outline.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see like his shape somewhere. And probably the best example of this was when the little kid was hiding in the captain's cabin.
Yes.
And Dracula's just kind of like crouched in the corner. And they show you the shot, and at first you don't see him.
Well, you think he's safe. As long as he's locked in this room, he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like Dracula slowly starts to stand up, and you're like, oh my God.
It's just this like little light colored blob in the corner, and then it starts to stand up and it starts like to form into
a thing, and you're like,
he's on there.
Yeah, like those were the best parts of this movie, in my opinion.
The creepy parts were the best parts.
Yeah. Sure, sure. And actually, that reminds me of the scene where Sigourney Weaver's in the shuttle and you don't see it, but all of a sudden it starts to move, and you're like, it's in the freaking rafters.
Yeah. You know, I know we're not scoring yet, but the whole alien thing, it's giving it an extra half star.
Is it?
Aww.
It absolutely is. Because
I can't believe you didn't see that.
I didn't think about it.
Wow.
I didn't, but you're 100% correct. Yes. It's Alien on a Boat.
Alien on a Boat.
Alien on a Boat. But it's wild. That was terrifying. And I'm still trying to mentally get over how they just fuck this kid up.
Yeah. Dude, it stresses me out. It stresses me out.
So like, are the aliens vampires?
I am mentally predisposed. You don't fuck with kids, especially kids under like 13.
Yeah, he's like nine.
He's nine.
Yeah.
This is a little innocent kid who just looks up to his grandfather.
He's hiding. He's hiding in the cabin.
He gets done so dirty.
The camera's on him. He's underneath this table and he's just sitting there. He's like, oh shit, oh shit.
I know.
And you see Dracula like kind of like mosey around a little bit. And then the camera pans up and you see him just crawl over the thing. And you're like, oh, like at that moment, you're like, they're going to burst through the door and stop him. They're going to burst through the door.
Absolutely. What's even worse is like, so there's a scene before this happens where basically right after all the livestock and the dog gets murdered by Dracula, the kid is like, you know, underneath the hall and he's like kind of crying.
Oh, because
And you think he's crying because he lost his dog. And the main character, the doctor guy, comes up and he's like, hey, you know, like, these things happen.
Benson Clemens.
Yeah.
Benson.
And the kid's crying not because he lost his dog. He's crying because he felt like he let down his grandfather.
Yeah, disappointed his grandpa.
Because he was in charge of the livestock and all the livestock died. And so like he felt like he let his grandfather down.
Yeah.
And like that, and he was just being a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And so like it's moments like that where like when the kid does get killed by Dracula, it makes it more impactful. Like, but like I at that point I was just kind of like, I don't care about any of these people.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, come on. I feel like they went out of their way to give us a little bit of a connection to every character on this show, which doesn't happen in most movies. But I feel like there's a taboo about offing little kids.
Yeah, what other movies done that?
That's weird.
It's which is it makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It makes you squirm a little bit.
What was that Roger Corman film?
Dino Croc.
Dino Croc. Yeah.
They kill kids.
Alligator also, I think, killed a kid.
Again, makes you feel a little weird. And it's like, I don't know if I can, how do I say this?
You got it,
You kind of appreciate it a little bit for making you squirm a little bit.
Yeah. It sets it apart.
And at the same time, you're like, how dare you?
It's like. Okay.
I was like, I think I might have said it out loud. I was like, holy shit, they killed the kid.
I leaned over to Alex and we were both like,
because I guarantee you.
They killed the dog and the kid.
I guarantee you, in the first 20 minutes of this movie, every single person at this table and in that theater were going, oh, the fucking kid's going to live.
The kid's going to live, and the dog's going to save him.
Or some stupid shit.
And that would have been stupid.
That would have been dumb.
You know what I mean?
That would have been dumb.
Yeah.
In the beginning of this movie, we see the ship has already crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys on shore is like, I went on board to see if anybody survived. Mm-hmm. No one had survived. And up until the point where we see the kid died, I was like, oh, maybe he like hid somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah,
and when he dies, I was like, oh shit, everybody really did die.
As book readers or people who are familiar with the story, you're like, well, nobody survives on the Demeter.
I mean, that chapter isn't this in depth.
The Benson survived.
Benson lives on in our hearts and minds.
Can I do some of the negative things for this movie?
Yeah, go do.
I'm going to dump a little bit of salt on it. There's one scene in particular where the main character they're deep into Dracula's on this boat. And we're losing people left and right. We don't know what we're going to do. We're probably all going to die. We have no power over this thing. Holy shit. Things are happening, right? Mm-hmm. We're in like the depths of this movie. And this guy decides to be like, you know, I have a real hard time living my life because of the color of my skin. And let me tell you how hard my life was.
That's
and
I'm when like, I went to the bathroom.
I'm like, I don't fucking give a shit, dude. There's Dracula on a boat! Like, I don't care how hard of a time you had because you were black. Nobody cares.
Listen, he was like one of the first black people to ever graduate from Oxnard University.
Where the character himself was cool as shit until he did that. And I was why the fuck are you talking right now? None of this has anything to do with Dracula on a boat.
I mean, so let's fast forward to 2023. All right. Do we care that the main character of this movie...
No, I didn't give a shit.
Was a black guy?
Didn't give a shit.
I actually made sense. From 1870 or whatever the fuck it was.
They took the time.
I thought they set it up pretty good.
They set it up really well. They set up why he was there. They set up the reason why he was on a boat for no reason. Like, oh, I can't get a job anywhere, so I have to go somewhere. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. He's had his struggles. My problem was
totally believable.
Totally got it.
Because there's going to be people out there that are going to make an issue out of this.
Maybe.
All right.
Not that many people saw the movie.
I don't care.
No, I didn't care.
I thought he was a very likable, very well developed.
I liked him.
And an interesting character. I thought he was cool. I liked him. I liked him a lot.
Up until he decided to make his troubled life a main problem during the boat scene. And I'm like bruh.
Listen, we're all going to die.
I'm like, what are you even talking about right now?
By the way, this girl was stuffed in a coffin.
Yeah. Oh, but I had a hard time because I was black. As I'm like, I don't care.
As a snack, she has bite marks
everywhere.
Have also healed during the time she was stuffed in a crypt.
I'm like, this guy's concerned about his race.
Let me ask one more question.
Yeah, what's up?
When they made this movie and they cast this role, was Corey Hawkins as Clemens, not Benson. I like Benson better. Do you think he was given this role for Hollywood diversity issues, because you have to have so many people of this and so many people of that and this and whatever
other? I can't speculate on that. I don't know.
Well, they changed it. Because Viggo Mortensen was originally going to be
that was Viggo's.
Yeah, that was Viggo's.
It's Viggo.
It's Viggo.
Yeah. It's Viggo's Benson.
That would have been
okay. But so cool. And it makes me upset. It angers me that when I see a movie like this, that I immediately start thinking about that kind of shit.
I didn't.
And it pisses me off.
That's probably just a you thing. I do think.
I think it's important
to give other people than just like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this 10% of the human population.
Right, let me ask you guys this. If they had actually cast name actors in this movie instead of like complete unknowns, because like other than Sir Davos, we don't even know the name of the actor.
Davos.
Liam Cunningham.
Yeah, Liam Cunningham. So other than Liam Cunningham, who's, you know, one of those character actors that people know the face but not the name. If they had actually cast name actors in this movie, do you think it would have done better?
Yeah.
Sure.
If Viggo Mortensen was in this movie.
I don't know.
Viggo?
Or Viggo? Maybe. People would have showed up for Viggo.
I mean, I would have been equally as excited about it. But
yeah, but we're the type of people that would be excited about this no matter
that's
what.
That's my point. I don't think Viggo is like the front man guy that draws a crowd. I think it's just like people, weirdos like us, that are like, oh, it's Viggo.
Yeah, it's Viggo.
But I mean, we were going to see it anyway.
I don't care about the casting of this actor. What was his name again? The one who does Clemming?
Clemming? Oh, Corey, my God.
What's his name?
We can't even get the character's name right.
Corey Hawkins.
He was fine. He did a great job. I liked his character. My issue was not with the character. My issue was with the dialogue that they inserted into the middle of this movie for no reason.
Yeah.
And I was like, this does not fit. It literally felt out of time.
Well, it feels
just lost a half a star.
It feels very of 2023.
Right, yeah.
So when you watch this movie 50 years in the future, you're going to say, well, this was of the time when they had to make it a point to draw attention to this, because like, this is what was going on in the world.
But I was already sold on his character. They did enough to set him up, and I was like, this is great. Cool. Yeah, go for it. And like, I understand exactly why he's here. His character's cool. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. But he had that dialogue. They just had to put it in there, and it totally took me out of that scene.
It did stop the movie.
Yeah. But other than that,
it gave me a good time to go to the bathroom.
It was perfect time to go to the bathroom. The only other thing that I didn't like about this movie, and we mentioned it earlier, is like the sequel setup. And I was like,
when Dracula has his coat and his hat.
I like that, but his character's like, it's my job now to take this creature down. I'm like, you're not
a thing.
You're not doing this, so dude.
This is supposed to be based on the chapter written by the captain. And the captain's dead at this point. So anything beyond when the captain dies, for me, was just like,
sure,
well, you made this shit up.
Yeah, but he's not Van Helsing.
I would have given this movie an extra half star if Benson Clemens, I'm sorry, that's the booze. All right, if
Benson Clemens is my best friend.
If he had actually like done like a Leonardo DiCaprio at the end of Titanic thing,
what?
And just died.
And just died.
Oh, listen, if every single person in this movie
nobody should have lived.
I think I would have liked it better.
Yeah.
I would have appreciated a little bit more if they would have had the stones to say nobody lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Dracula.
Yeah.
And this is a story of how Dracula got to Carfax Abbey, to England.
Yeah.
And I would have, you know, stick to the story, right?
Yeah.
Because in the book, did anybody live?
No.
Mm-mm. Nobody lives.
In the book, one sailor from the Demeter jumped overboard, but his fate was never revealed.
It wasn't Benson, right?
Benson. So,
Clemens. I'll call him Clemens.
All right, I'm ready to wrap this up. I'm going to say I had a fantastic time with this movie, minus a handful of gripes, minus some plot conveniences with the day-nighttime thing. Like, let's all go do our job at nighttime. Like, it's the worst time ever to go for hunting for Dracula, but thoroughly enjoyed it. The trailer was amazing. I walked into the theater kind of having an idea of what I was going to get. When I realized how many minutes in that it was Nostromo and it was Alien, wow. I was like, oh, great. I'm in. I love that movie. Let's do it again.
Yes, go.
And then when they had the balls to kill the kid and the dog brutally and they didn't shy away from it, I was like, okay, all right. Good for you, little movie. Thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I think it's a good movie. I think more people need to go check it out if you're a fan of vampires, if it's coming up on October, like spooky season or whatever.
Can I ask a question?
Check this movie out. Hold on. Solid, real solid, strong 3.5 stars.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead, B.
My question, before I give my score. Why would they release a movie like this in August? This is a Halloween movie, right?
No, I mean, maybe it might have done better in October. But I'm excited, and I'm hoping that this is going to be a trend of horror movies coming out, not just in this one time.
Well,
go ahead.
This was a Blumhouse production. So, like, it was a co-production with Blumhouse, which is, you know, like the big horror studio over at Universal. And all the big horror releases this year have been Blumhouse movies. And so, like, I feel like they just have so many horror movies coming out this year that they had to space them out.
At least they know their role. What they're good at, right?
Yeah. I'm sad that this movie didn't make any money. That bums me out because it deserves more.
I agree.
I think, and I hope, that it will do better on streaming than it does in the theater. Because I was talking to Nadia from the Inside All Day podcast, and she knew that we were going to go see this yesterday. And so she texted me like first thing in the morning. She was like, so how was it? And I was like, honestly, I think I would have enjoyed it, just streaming it, more than I did in the theater, because this was a movie that I wanted to talk through, and I didn't feel like it wasn't appropriate to talk through it while we were in the theater. But if I had been watching this in my living room with a couple of friends, I'd have been like, oh shit, dude. Like and that would have made me enjoy the watching experience more than sitting in a theater watching it. Cause when you're in the theater, you feel like you have to like respect everyone around you pay attention to the screen. But this isn't that kind of movie. This is a movie that you wanna oh shit or girl don't do that or why the fuck are you doing that throughout the movie.
Maybe. I don't know. The aspect of it that I really enjoyed seeing it in theaters was the jump scares with like what part of the screen is Dracula on? Because like they have those establishing shots and you're looking through like the perspective of a character.
And we were very close to the screen.
And we were very close. This is a very small theater. There was only four rows, and I was like, oh shit.
They put you in a big screen TV theater?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But I liked it because I was looking at this giant screen and I'm like looking for Dracula. And I see like a shadow move. I'm like, there he is. And then he pops out over here. I'm like, ah.
Can I ask a question really quick? Which character was named Wojcik? Was he the one that
might have been the one that was the friend of the boys.
Was he the one that got burned on the
Got
turned?
Maybe.
What was the cook's name?
So Wojcik, did you know he was Doll Man?
That guy is super recognizable.
Polka Dot Man.
He's the first mate.
Okay, the first mate.
The first mate.
Because I'm trying to like figure out who these guys are. Because I'm looking through IMDb and they have all the characters.
He's the guy that was going to take over.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They have all the characters listed on IMDb, of course.
Mate. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm kind of tripping out because it's like, okay, well, this guy was Polka Dot Guy.
It's a pretty good cast.
He was also an Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And so, funny enough, our friend Nadia from Inside All Day worked on a movie with him very early on.
Yeah. Did you do your star rating?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not really given my last reading with this. I'm still trying to
asking questions.
I'm still trying to like process it. You blew my mind with the Alien reference.
Okay? Nostromos.
Do you want the rest of us to go?
No.
While
not,
you're
not
thinking
at all.
About it,
I really personally enjoyed this movie. More so than I thought I was going to. I enjoyed the characters. I was upset when the characters died, even though I knew that none of them are going to live. I bought into this crew. It felt organic. It felt like a real crew to me. It's like they had, you know, when you think about, you know, crews on these merchant ships back in the day, they were probably like people who were trying to get out of society, people who didn't really fit in, people who were like, you know, the thief and the guy with who you spent some time in jail, and this guy who is probably a cast off from his family and such and such and so forth. You know, they all have stories, and everybody on this crew had a story, and I thought that was kind of neat. And you get to learn a little bit about everybody on this crew that way, and then they die
brutally,
and it was really kind of cool. And I bought into it. I felt bad for these guys when they got their blood drained from them. The thing I didn't like about this movie was I wanted more Dracula. Mm. I wanted more than just, you know, monster bat form.
I wanted
at least one scene with Dracula, maybe in the captain's quarters, explaining to the captain, the Onion Knight, how things are going to go down in the next couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? You know, that would have been really, that would have been really cool though. It's like, I'm going to kill all your people and you're never going to find me. Okay. So you know, that would have been really neat. I appreciated the fact of this movie that they had the balls and the stones to kill the dog and to kill the stupid little kid. Mm. That was brutal.
Yeah. And twice. Technically three times. Crazy.
That kid's fine.
Because they set this kid up to be the main character of the show, right? Him and Benson. It's nuts, right? It's fucking wild.
So it was Clementine.
Clemens, Benson, I don't care. Whatever. But there's a lot of good about this movie. And then it's not a perfect movie. Yeah. It's not a 5-star movie. But it's definitely in the 3-3.5 star range. I don't know why people wouldn't want to go watch this movie.
I have no reason not to.
The $6 million opening weekend is
disappointing.
It's extremely disappointing, especially when it's going against Barbenheimer, which has been out a month or some shit already. It's like, come on, people, go watch another movie. Get it out of your system. Go with something new.
It's better than most of the stuff that's coming out.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed this movie more than I enjoyed Oppenheimer.
So 3.5?
So yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm like in the I'm 3.5. I'm certainly 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Yeah, man. It was a fun, nice little escape Dracula on a boat movie.
Dracula on a boat.
It was aliens, man. It was alien.
Listen, for the end of time, we will be saying Dracula on a boat.
Dracula on a boat.
Forever. Because of this movie.
It was a nice little fill in of the Dracula mythos that I didn't know I wanted, but I kind of needed. And I'm kind of cool.
I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to pass it to Jude. So, this is the best movie for this year's August Bites.
100%. Way better than that shit we watched last week.
Jude, go ahead.
Your skinny chick in a bikini. Yeah, get out of here with that stuff.
So I feel like I'm in the middle. I feel like I didn't enjoy it as much as Alex and Vader did, but I enjoyed it more than Kadish did. So for me, I'm so excited that you, Alex, watched a horror movie with me and you thoroughly enjoyed it. Like that is awesome for me. but as someone who loves vampire movies, who loves horror movies, who was so excited for this movie since I saw the trailer, it didn't hold up as much for me because I wanted it to scare me, and it didn't. There were parts where I was like, "Oh," or like, "Oh," but for the most part, I wasn't like, "Oh shit, what's gonna happen? Oh shit, that was really scary." At no point was I like scared. I was just kind of creeped through the movie. So I liked the movie. Like, even when I woke up today, I was like, I still don't know how I feel about this movie. Like, did I like it? I know I didn't not like it, but I also know I didn't love it. So I'm glad I saw it. I'm really excited that we're getting horror movies in other parts of the year than just October. I'm really disappointed that it's not doing well because I think that it doesn't deserve that $6 million box office. It's definitely a better movie than it's being received right now. So, but for me, I wanted to like it more than I actually did. But so for me, it's kind of in the 2.5-3 Dracula's on a boat.
I think that's
three's fair.
I think it's totally fair.
Yeah.
Cool. Kadish?
I found this movie tedious, boring.
Wow.
Predictable. The sequel bait ending I thought was really bad. It was poorly handled. I did not hate this movie, but at the same time, didn't really enjoy it. Jude was spending more time talking to Alex than me.
Well, because we were both sitting like this, and you were just sitting
this movie is boring.
A couple of times I went like this. It's too much trouble to get his attention. Alex is right there.
Yeah,
I actually like to watch the movie I'm in the theater for.
Which is why it's better off on your couch, because he can't escape it when we're on the couch. And I'm like, bang! Wouldn't it be funny if
literally have to have the subtitles on every movie?
Oh god, that would be insane.
She talks through the whole thing.
I can only see movies with Jude in a theater because he has to be quiet.
Yeah, you should come over on Sunday. Yeah, we're having a movie night.
Get her and Tom in the room together watching a movie. You can't hear the movie.
Oh, even Jesus. I was annoyed our last movie night because Tom and Nadia would not stop talking. And it was a movie I hadn't seen before. And I was like, would you two shut the fuck up?
Can I ask you again really quick? What was the budget of this movie?
45.
Again? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot, these days.
Yeah.
That's a very small budget.
Oh, it's just Dracula.
Is this movie going to make its budget back?
No.
I don't think so. Doesn't sound like it,
which is a real bummer.
Yeah.
Because it should.
I think it's going to do better on streaming.
I feel like this is a movie that will gain some traction later on. Because it's very unfortunate because this movie is better. It's way better than $6 million on opening weekend.
Yeah.
Again, I'm sticking to my hill where I say the trailer was way better than the actual movie was. But yeah, 2 Onion Nights out of 5.
2 out of 5.
Yeah. I mean... Three. Honestly, that's more than I thought you were going to give it. I thought you were going to give it like 1.5.
Like I said, it's not a bad movie.
Yeah.
It's just like not what I was expecting. Like I was not entertained by this movie. It was just kind of like a movie that you sat through and then after it was over, you're just kind of like, yeah. Especially, I did not like the sequel bait ending, especially knowing like the story of Bram Stoker.
I feel like you can like go from this to Bram Stoker's Dracula with Gary Oldman, Keanu Reeves.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a prequel to that
Take
movie.
Take me away from all of this death.
I'd rather them do their own things. I didn't really like that movie all that much.
I like the Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Imaging
the
visuals of the vampire, the very last scene where we see him in his
he's got his top hat and his cane and he just smiles,
but he's still very animalistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that part was pretty cool. He does the knock with his cane and then like he swoops by and like scratches the guy.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah, it touches his neck and the guy's like, "What the fuck?"
But you know what happens after that scene, right?
That guy dies.
But he's dead.
He has to die.
They go up through the dark alley. And Dracula like, just fucking no. drinks.
It's my life mission to stop this.
That's over.
No.
Renfield's already there setting shit up. And so
sure.
Yeah, that dude Benson.
Yeah, him and Awkwafina.
Benson has a really horrible death in about 5 minutes after this movie.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I hope that kid comes
back.
Maybe
he becomes Guillermo.
Yeah. Just walks back off shore. You just see just the ocean shot.
No, calm waves. We're not setting up a Dracula verse.
Nice calm waves.
It's not happening.
And then all of a sudden you just see this child walk out of the water.
Yes.
He's got seaweed on him and he's
barnacles
just
hanging off his face.
Looking burnt and he's like, I'm pissed off. And then he goes, feeds on a bunch of people.
And he's half bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me that.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to kill that freaking
child. So now instead of bat, he's half shark.
Vampire sharks
on a boat. Vampire sharks on a boat.
All right, that's it for the review, guys. Thanks so much for watching. I would highly suggest go check this movie out. It was cool. I thought it was fun. Even if you're like, listen, if you're like Cash,
if
like,
you don't, if you don't want to spend $15 on a full price ticket, go on a matinee like I did and spend $8.
Yeah.
Or just wait 2 weeks.
No,
it's
going to
be on streaming in like 5 days.
Go to the theater. I think you should see it in theaters.
Yeah, go watch it in theaters. That. Way better.
All right, guys. That's it for Dracula on a Boat.
Dracula on a Boat.
Have a great week. Stay safe. I hope you enjoyed August Bites. I'm going to be gone.
Is this the last one?
For me.
Is this our last August Bites?
It's the last August Bites, yeah.
August
Bites. We're doing September.
And then Sharknado.
Nope.
No. We skipped that one this year.
You guys double crossed me.
Next year.
Maybe.
I'm going to catch you next year.
We're doing Schwartz Lone Gall September.
Oh my God.
We've got September all mapped out.
Did
you guys notice how he picked all the movies?
He picked for like two months.
Honestly, none of us had a problem.
I read that email and I was like,
those are okay.
That's legit.
We might want to swap out one or two of them.
Maybe. But thank you guys for August Bites. We have a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy these movies. And we'll see you next time. Adios. Stay salty.
All right.